Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, a busy few days.
Yes, Owen, a very, very busy few days. And, you know, just a thought strikes me that we're just slowly, you know, getting ourselves into something like normal athletics. Obviously, a long way off that yet, but certainly our athletes have been chasing venues, opportunities, and some absolutely brilliant early season form. You know, when you consider that some of these people haven't been in competition for such a long time, the returns are absolutely really astounding. So we're very, very happy to have a very positive report to come to you with today, Owen. So I'll really kick in many ways, with the exception of Anne-Marie McDonald. I'll go to Anne-Marie straight away. Anne-Marie, obviously, cruel situation a couple of weeks back when she went for that Olympic qualifying spot. She was pushing hard, only 4 seconds. Now, 4 seconds in a marathon, you can just imagine she missed that qualifying spot for the Olympic Games. And obviously, when Holman re-evaluated and chased down to see would there be another opportunity, and, you know, obviously the advice would be, you know, it's just too long, the recovery and so on, but she was, you know, the Olympic Games was the reward. And she was in Austria today, and they have it here in front of me, S7 marathon in a town in Austria. It didn't work for her. She got to 75 minutes for the halfway. She was pushing hard. She was on for about 2:30 odd, not all that far away from the qualifying, but it caught her in the end, and she dropped out as a DNF. And in addition to that, she was met with some pretty tough weather conditions. So it wasn't a good day for running. It wasn't a good day for marathon running. And it really wasn't yet another cruel end to her chase to get to the Olympic Games. You know, she really obviously gave it all. She did everything. And she will always be remembered for getting so close, just that 4 seconds a few weeks back. But today, it didn't work for her at all. And, you know, that's her last opportunity to try and make Olympic qualification. So a sad story in terms of Anne-Marie McGlynn from the Kenny Athletic Club. Other positive stuff came from Adrian Gallen from the Lifferster Band Club. She set a new Donegal record today in Belfast in the throws meet there with a 50.42 meter throw, second in the competition behind Tuchel of Bandon, who threw 59.60. Tuchel is a national senior champion, and second spot Adrian Gallen, 50.42. Her previous was sub 50, so this is a pretty big landmark for her to get over 50, to throw 50.42. She's a young athlete. Everything is positive about it. Absolutely everything is positive about Adrian Gallen in terms of her performance in the early season meet so far, and very, very positive. And if I were to jump straight away to hammer throwing again across in Loughborough, Dempsey McGuigan of Finn Valley threw 70.30 in the hammer. Of course, he's Donegal record holder in that event. Had Donegal record stands at 70.55. He threw that in California back in 2017. So he's coming into great form at 70.30. And in a good meet today, he performed extremely well. And we'll look forward now to the rest of the season for him. He's just back from the States. He threw in Croatia last week and the European Cup for Ireland. So very, very, very positive in every respect for him at 70.30. And that also was a Commonwealth Games standard. And, you know, his relate to this Commonwealth Games is also a very positive story, because he was the only Northern Ireland athlete at the last Commonwealth Games to make a final. So the Finn Valley man is pretty buoyant this afternoon, and he knows that his form is good. He knows that he can build on that 70.55, which was previously the Donegal record. So let's watch that space for the rest of the season. Yesterday and today, there's been some really good performances in Belfast. We had Gavin McLaughlin with a 16-plus in the shot put today, winning the shot put today. And that's, for the Finn Valley man, that's a big throw for him. He's come a long way over the winter and over the last couple of years, indeed, in the hammer. And obviously, he's known as a discus thrower because the Condrey man holds the Donegal record in the discus. But today, he was winning the shot at 16-plus. And, you know, that's the third best throw ever by a Donegal athlete in the history of the event. So between the two Kelly boys, whom he trains with. So that's a big message from that throwing group down in St. Johnson, with Gavin, with James and with John over the years, the last couple of years coming through John Kelly. So very, very positive for Gavin McLaughlin, and we can expect more from him. Also in Belfast today as well. Gareth Crawford from the Lifford Strabane Club through 64.88 in the javelin. Good opening mark for him. He was second in the competition, so 64.88 for Gareth Crawford. And yesterday, Belfast again. We're lucky that Belfast is open, and Belfast provides the opportunity for competition right now, because our own national federation, you know, don't have really much going on, and we're just itching to get back at competition. So yesterday, Kelly McGrory opened her season with a 60.61 and the 400 hurdles in Mary Peters track. And, you know, just to give a bit of a story to that, 60.44 is her best. 60.44 is her Donegal record. So 60.61 isn't all that far off. So she's kicking in really strongly. Sean McGinley from Glenswally, of course, 3.55.32, a 12 seconds PB in the 1500 metres, showing no fear, and he's back on track next weekend in the Belfast Miners Club. Carol Laverty of Finn Valley, 2:10.77, a PB for her in the 800 metres to finish a very close up third. And Conal McMahon from Tyrconnell, a 13:41 in the triple jump to get a good performance there. He's a consistent performer, the Tyrconnell athlete, and you know, again, he's year in, year out, he's there or thereabouts. But 13:41 for him today, and just emphasising to everybody out there, it's early season, and emphasising that these guys haven't had much of an opportunity, as was the case with many people in many sports. So they've come out really fighting and in a very positive frame of mind. So athletics is back on track at some levels, and we're back in business. And next weekend, we look forward to the first road race in the Northwest for about, oh, for heaven's sake, for I don't know how long has it been since a real road race was held in the Northwest. It must be 17, 18 months. There have been many, many, many virtual races. But we go to Ahayarn, which is just across the border from Ballybofey. We go to Ahayarn next Sunday, a 10:15 start. 10:15 start. I'm emphasising that. There's just the one race. We thought maybe we would have to have two races, but no, there will be one race, 10:15 start, and it's in Ahayarn, and there's still entries open for that. But entries are only being taken online. So that's 5K road racing returning to the Northwest next Sunday morning, 10:15 in Ahayarn. So it's been busy in that sense. And even as I talk to you now, Gavin McLaughlin is competing in the Duskies in Belfast. And, you know, I'll tidy that story up later. You know, I'll text that story into you later on, Owen. But that's where we're at. A Donegal record, a great throw from Adrian, a brilliant throw from Dempsey McGuigan. Great to see him. He's come through the American University system, came through all of that, and now he's pushing forward over 70 metres. That's good. Kelly McGrory, nice to see her back on track. And then the youngsters like Sean McGinley and Cara Laverty making a mark as well. So it's all good. Not so good for Anne-Marie McGlynn, but there's plenty of fight left in her, and we'll be talking about her on many a Sunday, I'm sure, in the years ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Patsy, for that. I'm sure it was a very busy weekend after all.
Yes, indeed. Very busy weekend, and at a number of venues, and you know, but it also indicates the persistence and the relentless nature of the athletes. You know, they're chasing competitions. They're getting out there. They're traveling, and they're getting the job done, and they're getting the story back on track again. So, fair play to them all. Fair play to them.
Yeah, fair play to them all is right. Thanks, Patsy, for joining us today on Sunday Sport.